Despite pressure during the week, cattle futures held on to the previous week's strong gains. Fertilizer and other input prices look to keep marching higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of October. Despite pressure during the week, cattle market fundamentals remain positive, but price inflation, spawned in part by disruptions across many supply chains, continues to add volatility. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents lower on Friday, pressured by a surge in corn futures and weekend positioning. Week to week on Friday, they closed an average of 49 cents higher, except for $1.90 lower in spot October. The CME feeder cattle index was $1.22 lower week to week on Thursday at $153.35. While demand continues strong for the dwindling supply of yearlings, calf prices were broadly mixed at the weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Citing one reason in one particular area, the AMS reporter on hand for Friday's auction at public auction yards in Billings, Montana, noted, demand for calves remains slightly uneven as transportation remains the biggest factor limiting demand. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says, it has been evident the past few months that cattle feeders are competing for feeder cattle to fill pens. But that optimism will only persist if deferred live cattle futures remain strong or the cash fed cattle price increases. He adds, though, it is difficult to be bearish on the beef and cattle markets as international and domestic demand remains strong. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There are too few transactions to trend. Live prices last week were steady in the Southern Plains on a live basis at $124 a hundredweight and steady to $2 higher at $124 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $196, which was steady in Nebraska but steady to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt. Estimated total cattle slaughter for the week of 646,000 head was 11,000 head fewer than the previous week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher on Friday, with follow-through support from the previous session tied to firmer cash prices and higher outside markets. Live cattle managed to close an average of 49 cents higher week to week on Friday, except for 15 cents lower in the back contract. But they were pressured earlier in the week by the monthly USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates, which forecast higher beef production this year. As he alluded to earlier, Griffith says, the overall outlook for cattle prices remains positive moving into 2022, but profitability for next year may be lower than this year due to the higher input prices. He explains this situation alludes to the fact that marketing is not everything as it relates to profitability. Improving production efficiencies may have more impact on profitability than anything else the next several months. More about those input costs momentarily.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at Hereford.org.
Wholesale beef prices continued to trend lower but showed signs of turning the seasonal corner with a couple of day-to-day increases. Choice box beef cutout value is $3.03 lower week-to-week on Friday at $280.24 a hundredweight. Select was $2.12 lower at $260.62. As mentioned last week, according to the most recent quarterly report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, pent-up demand provided a tailwind for the meat industry in recent months, but the full effect of inflation is expected to test consumers' appetite for meat during the fourth quarter. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher again Friday, boosted by follow-through support and another day of strong corporate quarterly earnings reports. U.S. food service and retail sales also grew more than expected in September, up 0.7%, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 382 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 33 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 73 points. Due to increasing natural gas prices, nitrogen fertilizer prices are relatively high compared to recent years and are expected to remain high and possibly increase through next spring, says Dave Franzen, Extension Soil Science Specialist at North Dakota State University. He explains China has supplied about a third of the world's phosphate, and it has essentially banned exports through 2022. That puts the burden of supply on other countries, including the United States. However, Franzen explains, the U.S. is not in a great position for mine and production expansion due to environmental concerns. This means that phosphate prices, which are already high, will continue to increase at least through 2022. As for the nitrogen side of the equation, the price for taking winter delivery of natural gas is now trading at a 7-year high, as global scarcity concerns and a more measured return to domestic production growth have fueled early buying, according to the aforementioned report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. CoBank analysts say the market appears to be concerned that the demand for U.S. natural gas exports is so strong that there may be little flexibility in meeting domestic demand should another cold winter unfold. Exports have risen significantly, with the U.S. now exporting about 10% of its dry gas production, a 30% increase compared to year-ago levels. According to the CoBank report, rapidly rising input costs and product shortages are hitting agriculture particularly hard as agricultural commodity prices have flattened and inflation compresses margins. In part, those input shortages and increasing input costs stem from ongoing supply chain disruptions spun by the pandemic. Supply chain snarls are likely to persist well into 2022, and so will elevated inflation, says Dan Kowalski, vice president of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. He says the latest producer price index data for August was up 20% year over year, while the consumer price index increased just 5.2%. So it's clear that many businesses are passing only a small portion of those cost increases on to the final consumer. We expect that will change in the months ahead, and many businesses will raise prices. Noting recent volatility in grain markets, Griffith says, at the end of the day, most of this volatility stems from a broader uncertainty in the U.S. economy and abroad as fertilizer prices continue to skyrocket and as energy prices do the same. Consequently, Griffith suggests, this means cattle producers need to put an increased focus on managing input prices. He explains producers don't control the price of an input, but do control how much of each input they utilize. High input prices will likely mean cattle producers will be forced to pick and choose the most important inputs for their operations and look for alternative solutions for other inputs. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of October. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.